بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is part 19 on the subject of the rejectionist Shia. Part 19 deals with the creed of the rejectionist Shia regarding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are four aspects of their misguidance regarding this matter. First, their misguidance in excessive affirmation, which is known as at-tajseem, likening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation. The second dalala, misguidance, is denying or negating the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third misguidance is describing their imams by names of Allah and His attributes. And the fourth dalala, misguidance, is their distortion of the verses in line with their negation of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the beginning, we will focus on their excessiveness in affirmation of the attributes. The misguidance of tajseem, likening Allah to the creation, is famous with the Jews. It's famous with the Jews. And we have evidence in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this matter, as in the saying of Allah the Most High about them in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 30. وقالت اليهود عزير بن الله وقالت اليهود عزير بن الله. And the Jews said that Uzair is the son of Allah. And even in the Torah, in the hands of the Jews nowadays, there are numerous examples for the spread of this misguidance of likening Allah to His creation. From that is what is mentioned, that they, meaning Adam and Eve, heard the voice of the Lord, the God, Mashian, walking. This is in Sefer Tekwin, the book of Genesis, third chapter, part 8. And there are other examples, like in the book of Exodus, chapter 24, 9, 10, and 11 verses or parts. And other examples of this, as in Sefer Tekwin, the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 22, and in Sefer Tathniyah, Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 10, and Sefer Qada, book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 11, Sefer Al-Khuruj, book of Exodus, page chapter 24, verse 4, and so forth. And amongst the first elevation amongst the Muslims was injected by the Rafida, the rejectionists, likening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. And that's why Al-Razi had mentioned that Al-Yahudu aktharuhum mushabbiha, the Jews, most of them are mushabbiha, meaning they make tashbih, they liken Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. And at the beginning of this innovation of tashbih, likening Allah to his creation, in Islam, came from the side of the Rawafid, the rejectionists, like Hisham bin al-Hakam. Hisham ibn al-Hakam and Hisham bin Salim al-Jawaliqi and Yunus bin Abd al-Rahman al-Qummi wa Abi Ja'far al-Ahwal. This is mentioned in I'tiqadat Firaq al-Muslimin wal-Mushrikeen, page 97. All these men mentioned are from those whom the 12 Imamite rejectionist Shia consider them to be from their shiuch and from their trustworthy who relayed their sect. Take for example the book of Muhsin al-Amin, A'yan al-Shia, volume 1, page 106. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, was the first to specify that the first who took this evil lie, this lie, from them in Islam is the one who said that Allah is a corporal body is Hisham ibn al-Hakam. Hisham ibn al-Hakam. And Shaykh al-Islam mentioned this in Minhaj al-Sunnah. Minhaj al-Sunnah, volume 1, page 20. And Al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah, in his book Maqalatul Islamiyin, that he said, the early Shia were mujassima. The early Shia were mujassima, meaning the early Shia were those who likened Allah to his creation. And then he clarified as to their creed regarding this tajseem. And he related some of their sayings in that matter. And then he mentioned that a group of them later changed from the position of tajseem, likening Allah to his creation, to ta'til, to negating the attributes. And we will talk about this later. So the reports in the books of sects relate a lot of excessiveness in tashbih, in likening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to creation, attributed to Hisham bin al-Hakam and his followers, where the believer cannot even stand to even mention this. But just for the sake of proving, we are, we feel obliged in a way to mention some of this, of these terrible sayings of the rejectionists. Abdul Qahir al-Baghdadi mentions in his book Al-Farq Bayn al-Firq, page 65, Za'ama Hisham ibn al-Hakam anna ma'budahu jismun ذو حد ونهاية وأنه طويل عريض عميق وأن طوله مثل عرضه. This Hisham bin al-Hakam was a Shia, rejectionist, claimed that his deity is jism, is corporal body, with limitation and with ends, and that he is tall, wide, deep, and his length is similar to his width. This is, and also this other Hisham bin Salim al-Jawaliqi, is very excessive in tajseem and tashbih, because he claimed that his deity is like man, and that he possess the same, that he possess five senses as man. The other is Yunus bin Abd al-Rahman al-Qummi, also was excessive, and he related some of his sayings. And Imam Ibn Hazm mentioned that Hisham said, إِنَّ رَبَّهُ سبعة أشبار بشبر نفسه. In his book Al-Fasl, volume 5, page 40, Ibn Hazm rahimahullah related that Hisham, this Hisham ibn al-Hakam, the Shi'i, mentioned that his Lord is seven ashbar, seven handspans. The measure is his in a, relevant to his handspan. And al-Isfariyini also rahimahullah mentioned this statement of Hisham ibn al-Hakam and others. The reports are replete from Hisham ibn al-Hakam and his followers in terms of the excessiveness of their tajseem, likening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a creation. The references are very much they are replete, actually. Just to mention a few, in Al-Shahristani, in Shahristani's Milal and Al-Nihal, volume 1, page 184, and Ibn Hajar, the San al-Mizan, chapter 6, verse 194, and others. No. So the beginning of likening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation began with the Jews, and then it dissipated to the Shia, because the Shia was the fertile ground for everyone who plotted to anything against Islam and its people. And that the beginner, the one who began this amongst them, is Hisham ibn al-Hakam. The thing is that the Shuyukh of the Ithnai Ashariya, the Shuyukh of the 12 Imamites, defend those dullal, those misguided people who make tashbih, as did Al-Majlisi in his book Bihar Al-Anwar, volume 3, page 290 and 292. So amongst their scholastic theologians, the major so-called scholars of their scholastic theologians went so excessive in the matter of affirmation until they resembled Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. And this is in direct opposition to the saying of Allah the Most High, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like unto him. And they denied the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they described him by other than that which he described himself. There are reports in these books of the Shia, just as like any other case we had mentioned, attributed to Abi Abdullah, to have denounced this misguided methodology and commanding to stick to the attributes of Allah as Allah described himself in his book. And there are many reports to this effect in the same books which defend those scholastic theologians, which defend Al-Hisham ibn al-Hakam and his misguided group. No. The second point of discussion is the ta'fil, the negation. In the latter part of the third century, the Shia became affected with the Mu'tazilite doctrines. The Mu'tazilite doctrines. Those who deny and negate the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deny what is affirmed from His attributes in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And in the 5th century, this became abundant, meaning the followers of this methodology amongst the Shia. As became evident in the books of Al-Mufid and his followers, then Musawi, who is known as Al-Sharif Al-Murtada, and Abi Ja'far Al-Tusi, and they followed in that, they followed the books of the Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazilite sect. The Mu'tazilite sect are known for their denial or negating what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed to Himself from the attributes based upon their so-called intellect. And if one examines the writings of the Shia, he finds at this latter period a great resemblance, if not identical, copying from the books of the Mu'tazila. And I have seen some tonight. In fact, I was looking for something in their books, and I have read in one of their books statements which kind of rings a bell, end of quote. Like, I have read this somewhere else, and it was the exact wording of what is mentioned by the Mu'tazila sect. And also they took the same position of the Mu'tazila regarding the pre-decree. And this is what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah asserted in his book Minhaj al-Sunnah, volume 1, page 356. They claim that the intellect or reasoning, as they claim, is the basis for what they have reached in terms of their negating of the attributes. And the methods which the Mu'tazila established in this matter was adopted by the shuyukh of the Shia, the latter ones, like the matter of the Quran being created and negating the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the believers on the day, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the believers on the day of resurrection, and negating the attributes. In fact, even the misconceptions raised by the Mu'tazila in this respect are the same that are raised by the shuyukh, the latter shuyukh of the Shia. The difference which the person will find in these books is that the Shia relate these narrations to the Imams, claiming that the Imams explicitly negate the attributes, and the Imams establish the ta'til, the negating of the attributes, despite what they have claimed in their books also, that they have established their deen regarding the tawheed and the attributes. That it must not be based upon mere reasoning of intellect. So there is a mix of two things here. In some narrations they attribute that to the Imams, and I don't want you to go too far, because we're going to see also some reports in their books in which explicitly mention that the Imams are on the affirmation of the attributes in the same way as Ahl Sunnah. And then another group And another path amongst the rejectionists, those who kept and adhered to the same rationale, so-called, of the Mu'tazila. So they have a scholastic theologian approach. Yet we know that this scholastic theologian approach is opposed by the fact that the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are from the unseen, and therefore the knowledge of which is only dependent upon the book and the sunnah. So therefore we have this mix of things, narrations attributed to the Imams in support of the scholastic theologian approach of negating the attributes, and they lie in these narrations and attributing to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and some of the scholars of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Muhammad al-Baqir and Ja'far al-Sadiq, that they say they hold to the negation. So we can find that there is no harmonized or fixed, rather, methodology regarding this matter. Sometimes they refer to the rationale as the base, sometimes they negate having to, or negate that the rationale should be the base, and sometimes they go for narrations. So they're swinging between these matters, while what is affirmed truly from Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the affirmation of the attributes. And this is a matter replete in the books of Ahlul Ilm. See the what Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah had mentioned in Minhaj al-Sunnah volume 2 page 144, and this is even, as I said, attested to in some of their reliable books, where they relate statements attributed to some of the household of the Prophet والسلام, which is confess and clearly and explicitly state that they hold to the affirmation of the attributes without negation, but these narrations are amidst a large number of narrations which affirm this ta'til, this negation. So therefore you have a turbulence, mix up. Sufficient this to be as a proof for the invalidity of this sect regarding this creed of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their so-called esteemed scholar Ibn al-Mutahhir declared that their madhab regarding the names and attributes of Allah is like the madhab of the Mu'tazila in his book Ibn al-Mutahhir, Nahj al-Mustarshideen, page 32. And some of them said, our sect is the same as that of the falasifa, the philosophers, as At-Tabai in Majalis al-Muwahideen fi Usul al-Din, chapter, or rather page 21. So this is in summary their general view or their general creed with respect to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll take their position regarding the Quran, meaning their statement, their dalala, their misguidance, when they said that the Quran is created. We know that the Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, revealed to him by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, alayhi salam. And this is what is proven by the book and the sunnah and the consensus of the Salaf. However, the 12 Imamite Shia took the position of the Jahmites in their saying that the Quran is created. Al-Majlisi, who was their sheikh in his times, in his book Al-Bihar, put a title, Babun Anna Al-Quran Makhluq, chapter, the Quran is created. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, chapter 72, or chapter 92, pages 117 to 121. He reported 11 narrations. All of these narrations are in line with the conclusion of the Mu'tazila as well and the Jahmites. The Quran is created. آيات الشيعة محسن الأمين mentioned this. He said قالت الشيعة والمعتزلة القرآن مخلوق. The Shia and the Mu'tazila said القرآن is created. This is in أعيان الشيعة volume 1 page 461. This is based upon what? This is based upon their denial, their negation of the صفة الكلام لله عز وجل, because they negate the attribute of speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts speech in some of his created things, like the tree when he spoke to Musa and to Jibreel when he brought down the Quran. This is in Ayan al-Shia, volume 1, page 453. This is what is said by some of their shiyukh. And Shaykh al-Islam, when he was asked about someone who says this, he said that anyone who says this is a kafir. He said even that if anyone says, I don't deny the saying that وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke to Musa, in Ayat al-Nisa chapter 4 verse 164, if someone says, I don't deny this, but I affirm that this is a true speech in wording, however I deny its meaning and its reality, he considered him to commit kufr, even if he says this. And Allah to Musa spoke directly. And he said, these are the Jahmites. And again, if you go and examine further, you will find some reports attributed to the household of the Prophet ﷺ, in which, when they are asked about the Quran, they say, إِنَّهُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. The Quran is the speech of Allah uncreated. As in Tafsir al-Ayashi, volume 1, page 8. And in Rijal al-Kashi, إِنَّ الْكَلَامَ لَيْسَ بِمَخْلُوقٍ. The speech is uncreated. Rijal al-Kashi, page 490. But again, it's the same problem. Contradictions on top of contradictions. In fact, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah had mentioned that it is replete from Ja'far that he said, Laysa, when he was asked about the Quran, he said, Laysa bikhaliqin wala makhluq. It is not, it's neither creating nor created. Then why did they imitate the Mu'tazila and the Jahmite in this, when we know that this is the creed of the Jahmites and Mu'tazila? Take for example Abdul Jabbar the Mu'tazili, in his explanation of the five principles, he said, وَأَمَّا مَذْهَبُنَا فِي ذَلِكَ أَيْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ فَهُوَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَوَحْيُهُ وَهُوَ مَخْلُوقٌ مُحْدَثٌ. He said our madhab, our way, And this means the Quran is the speech of Allah Ta'ala and His revelation, and it is created. And this was taken by the Shia. So it is Mu'tazilite merchandise. And the one who originated this false concept is Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. And Ibn Hajar said he was Mubtadi' Dal, innovator, misguided, who claimed that Allah لم يتخذ إبراهيم خليلا. Allah did not take Ibrahim as Khalil. ولم يكلم موسى, and did not speak to موسى. And that he was killed for that in Iraq on the day of Al-Nahr, the day of Eid. And Abdul Rahman bin Abi Hatim rahimahullah said, Sami'tu Abi, I heard my father saying, Awwal man ata bi khalq al-Quran Ja'd ibn Dirham. The one who first began this statement of Quran being created is Ja'd ibn Dirham. And that he was the first to say this principle, or declare this principle of negation in this ummah. Then this was taken later by Al-Jahm bin Safwan. And that's why the Jahmite. And this, as mentioned by Ibn al-Kathir and Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and others, that the Ja'd took this statement regarding the creation of the Quran from Abban bin Sam'an. And this Abban bin Sam'an took it, or Abban bin Sam'an took it from Talut, the nephew of Labid bin Asam, al-Yahudi, the Jew, who put magic for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and who used to say that the Torah was created. And this Talut, his nephew, was a heretic. And he was the first to put that in writing. Then Al-Ja'far or Al-Ja'd bin Dirham took it from him. This is in Ibn al-Athir Al-Kamil, volume 5, page 294, and Ibn Taymiyyah Al-Hamwiyya, check Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 5, page 20-21, and As-Saffarini in Lawami' al-Anwar, volume 1, page 23, and also Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi mentioned that the father of Bishr al-Marisi, and he was one of those major ones who said that the Quran was created and he was from the Mu'tazila, his father was a Jew. And from here, it becomes evident the Jewish influence in the propagation of this statement. And Sheikh al-Islam also points to something else, to other influences as well, saying that Al-Ja'd bin Dirham was from the people of Harran. And there were in Harran remnants from the Sabians and the philosophers who used to oppose Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that's why he denied Allah's speech to Musa and Ibrahim taking as Khalil, in agreement with Fir'aun and Al-Namrud. Why? Based upon a principle with these negators, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no speech is established with him, nor love to others. So the Muslims killed him. And then his maqala, his claim spread amongst those who were misguided. So therefore, narrations which came in the book of Shia and which states that the Quran was revealed uncreated may therefore represent the old madhab of the Shia who were on this creed, as pointed by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in Minhaj al-Sunnah volume 1, 296, because the saying that the Quran was created is innovated by the latter Shia, as pointed to by al-Ash'ari in his Maqalat al-Islamiyyin volume 1, page 114. As to Ahlul Bayt are on the affirmation that the Quran is revealed uncreated. However, the 12 Imamite Shia oppose the household in most of their principles. And as to their saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa through speech he created in the tree, this is in direct opposition for the explicit saying of Allah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah, and to Musa Allah spoke directly. The affirmation by the takleema, which is a masdar infinitive, negates the interpretation which they go to. And that's why many of the people of knowledge said, التوكيد بالمصدر ينفي المجاز. The affirmation by mentioning the infinitive negates metaphor, as in مجموع فتاوى شيخ الإسلام chapter 12 page 515. And had the matter been as they claim, what kind of distinction Musa would have? What kind of merit Musa would have? Because anyone who hears the speech of Allah coming to him through a prophet would be better than the speech which Musa, in accordance to their way, have received, meaning through the tree. Because that was related to them from a prophet and Musa from the tree. And this also makes it binding upon them to what? To reach the conclusion based upon their claim that the tree spoke. Then this makes it binding that the tree is the one which said, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي, I am Allah, there is no God but me, then for worship me. This is necessitated by their argument. Refuting this dalala that the Quran is created is replete in the books of As-Sunnah, but sufficient is this. And we stop here, inshallah ta'ala, before we go into the other misguidance, and this is regarding their negation of the believers seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. أسأل الله عز وجل العلي القدير. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, the All-Able, to enable Ahl al-Sunnah to be firm on their creed and to guide the misguided and to strengthen the deen of Islam. He is subhanahu wa ta'ala the All-Hearer, the All-Seer, and the one who responds to the invocation. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ربي وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.